One local edible oil you probably had eaten in a very long time is coconut oil. When was the last time you tasted food made with coconut oil or even used it to cook your meals? Coconut oil, which has been dominated by other vegetable oils on the market, is said to manage about 200 diseases. Gone are the days when coconut oil was a delicacy in most homes. Today, the oil is least used because of several reasons, cutting across taste and smell. To know more about this oil, Rita Mpabintete engages a health expert in the special report.
Extracted from the kernel or meat of a matured coconut, coconut oil is popularly known in Akan as Kubangwa. The Dagaba in the north call it Kubeka. The Gans know it as Akoshifo. And among the Evers, it is called Agonami. In Ghana, coconut is most predominant in the western and eastern regions. One delicacy prepared with coconut oil, which is common among all ethnic groups, is rice with beef to taste. This meal is called Angwamu. Among the elderly, coconut oil brings to their minds the delicious kelewele, togbe, and fish fried with it. Today, our once demanding coconut oil is least talked about among the youth and even the elderly. The main reason for the non-usage of this oil has to do with the argument that it is tasteless and smells as compared to other vegetable oil.
I know coconut oil. I don't use it.
Why?
Because it doesn't smell nice. I hear it's very nutritious, but it doesn't smell nice. When I use it to cook, my food doesn't smell nice. Nothing attracts me to buy it. Maybe the packaging or something.
It's too local. It's too local. The taste and the scent, no?
I don't like the smell of it. I know, but I don't know, maybe if it's because I'm used to a different taste. That's it, either sunflower oil or soybean oil. But coconut oil, I run away from the smell.
The last time I called Jason Busse, which I don't think say be that so hobby. Minyabi, I made it by Minyabi.
This comment and remarks are not said of only coconut oil, but palm kernel oil as well. All these oils have hidden nutritional value, which many fail to observe. Do you know that coconut oil can heal and manage about 200 diseases? It's shocking, isn't it? Indeed, coconut oil has many amazing health and cooking values. It possesses healing properties far beyond that of any other oil. It is said that men, women, young and old all have their share in the regular use of coconut oil. Dr. Kakuchiama, a health practitioner in a chat, speaks of some of the health benefits.
Now, it prevents cancer. Because you don't get them, you wouldn't see that it's prevented. It strengthens the teeth if you use it to gargle. It even would prevent cataract if you eat it and also put it on your eyelids regularly, almost every night. You're sure to grow to a very old age when you can see very well. I'm told it prevents glaucoma. It has been used in America and other countries to cure Alzheimer's. It has been used to cure autism. There is a doctor in America who claims that he's cured his 4 children of autism, changing their diet based on taking coconut oil. I know people who have reduced their hypertension to 120 over 80 from 180 over 100 to 120 over 80 just eating virgin coconut oil. There are people who are keeping their diabetic reading to around 5. There are people with asthma who haven't had an attack for 10 years since they started eating coconut oil. It prevents neural diseases, that is, diseases like autism, Alzheimer, Parkinson's disease, the diseases that make it difficult for people to walk. It can be used to heal sores so that you don't even didn't have a mark. They used it in Germany for healing a broken bone. Within a short time, the broken bone had mended.
High cholesterol undoubtedly continued to be one of the major causes of heart diseases and stroke among the young and the old. Recent revelation by a scientist in AUT University in New Zealand, one Professor Valerie Fajin, said it's a wake-up call. He says the speed of stroke is soaring among youth and middle-aged people around the world, Ghana being no exception. Dr. Kakuchiama said the type of oil consumed is the bane of such related misfortunes.
My outlook is that if you start promoting edible palm oil and you are able to challenge the Americans, WHO, the Europeans are already convinced, then more people will be eating these things. And if we start eating it, you can imagine the sort of oils that will be eating this world. Because oil is in everything. You use it for making bread. You use it for making confectionaries, biscuits, almost anything you eat. So if we in Ghana will eat it, and we are able to put forward. So if we start eating it, palm oil, shea butter, coconut oil, palm kernel oil, and we start using it for our bread, our confectionaries, you can imagine the sort of work it will give to us.
Do you know that coconut oil can cure baldness, pot belly, and erectile dysfunction among men?
It's now spreading all over the country. You go to the villages, you see young men, then they develop a pot belly. But the oil they eat, a lot of young men have got pot belly. They are not pregnant. And by the time they are 40, fibroids begin to set in. And people are struggling. If they were eating palm oil from childhood, or coconut oil, or palm kernel oil, then all these things won't happen. It prevents the metabolic diseases, which one will put on diuretics, things like prostate, nucleosis, and many other metabolic diseases. So if you eat it, then you become sexually active.
For women, coconut oil can cure abnormal pain, vaginal discharge, popularly known among ladies as white, or candidiasis, cure infertility, fibroids, and hypertension.
I know women who have fibroids, and the doctors tell them they can't find it anymore. I know a lot of people who have started eating coconut, had hypertension, serious one. There is a woman who had 180 over 100. She has come down to 120 over 80. It also prevents whites. It prevents labor pains. It prevents menstrual pains and irregular menstruation. It then strengthens the vagina and the uterus. It makes it more elastic. It strengthens the pelvic bone. It prevents labor pains and hence it makes delivery easy. Children who cannot walk after 2 years have been able to walk within 3 weeks after eating coconut, virgin coconut oil. So the benefits are numerous.
HIV can also be managed with coconut oil. Shocking this may be, but Dr. Chiama was emphatic that there are people who can testify to this. Meanwhile, many patients of infertility and erectile dysfunction true from one herbalist to another. But one significant observation made with regards to coconut oil is that it is very scarce on the market compared to other vegetable oils. My rounds took me to Tema Community 1 and Makola Market, and I went through pain in search of coconut oil. Most of the traders just waved their hands to me whenever I asked of coconut oil. That sign is just to tell me that they don't sell coconut oil. I'm currently at Makola Community 1 Market in Tema, just going around looking for coconut oil to buy. And I keep asking women and some traders where I can find coconut oil to buy. I'm more kubangwa oho. Na mene bi ato wenfa. Min kwa ini mong. Eo, medasi. Pachomo kubangwa oho. Mou nipi. Ose, dabe, Saturday. Na diya ibi na mou. Ah, eo, medasi wai. Some use coconut oil to treat hair, others for frying fish.
She goes the water region for me. If you for no more the chin, it's almost over the chin number now. A money some flavor. And I feel so preserving because I had it already made. Yeah, no, for say no chemicals now. But when you're locally made, you didn't want to share that you will feel. And to the chia and namuna, which was a manu.
For frying kelewele or for steam, you know, when you
this onion, yeah, the onion can just take away the smell. So after the onion, it gets a nice smell.
Others also use it for their hair.
No, for that one, I'm not aware.
But me the meat. What do you use to steam? No, me the steaming. To steam your hair, egg, and lily. I add all that to it together.
How does your hair look afterwards?
Oh, it will change my hair color.
But you don't eat it.
Why? I've never tried it.
When it comes to food, the body in charge is the Food and Drugs Authority. But is the FDA really in charge of the country's edible oil on the market? Again, how does the FDA perceive coconut oil? Kofi Hessel is the principal regulatory officer of the food division of FDA.
Certainly, all of them pass through the Food and Drugs Authority. And currently, there is even a ministerial requirement from the Ministry of Health to even enhance on the nutritional benefits of these vegetables. So they are supposed to be fortified, and vegetable oils are being fortified with vitamin A. And so you cannot put the oil out there if it is not fortified. And you always tell consumers to look out for the fortification logo on the oil, and then you see fortified there. And that's an indication that that oil has come through us. And we test them at the ports before we even release them to the importers. So the oils, yes, come through us.
Mr. Hessel disagrees that if an oil is termed healthy, it does not mean it should be used anyhow. He gives me the FDA's definition of oil with high cholesterol.
Coconut oil, there are lots of literature out there suggesting health benefits associated with the consumption of the oil. And some even going to the extent of looking at its uses for cosmetics. But our major concern is not only about the nutritional benefits, but we're looking at the safety of the product. So what makes coconut oil safe? You can have coconut meal on sale when it is adulterated. When you have coconut oil that is rancid, that has high fatty acids in it, and when you have free fatty acids levels going up, they can trigger some health conditions in the body. What we're suggesting is that, in the, taking into account the fact that these oils, when they are used in excess, can have some health benefits, you use them in moderation. Irrespective of the fact that coconut oil can have health and what they call nutritional benefit, don't abuse it. Okay, the fact that it has health benefit doesn't mean that go take a, what you call it, a glass of coconut oil and then drink it. That will not help you. Use every oil or every fat in moderation.
All said and done, in Akan, it is said that Sankofa Yenchi, meaning it is not a bad idea to go back to love the once edible oil many homes appreciated. Why frown on our local oil and smile to foreign ones that we least know about? Coconut oil can cure about 200 diseases. Seek more knowledge and let coconut oil address your health concerns. Aziofia Oye, let us all patronize our local edible oil, not only for domestication, but for a healthy lifestyle. And maybe producers must also step up efforts to properly brand coconut oil to attract consumers. Rita Ampabintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.